This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives resumes business after prolonged disruption over Vijit Vijay scam. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak denies his involvement in Vijit Vijay scam before House of Representatives. National Assembly members urge government action on air safety and visit visa misuse. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for technology-driven reforms to make investigation and prosecution more evidence-based. And Iran vows powerful response to Israeli strikes. UN urges both sides to show maximum restraint to avoid conflict. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives, which had been stalled for a long time due to the Vijit visa issue, has resumed today. The meeting was held amid protests from lawmakers from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party after the opposition parties split into two camps. The parliamentary proceedings had moved forward amid protests after the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Prajatantra Party did not agree to the two-point agreement reached today between the ruling party and the main opposition party, the CP and Mao Center. The consensus has been reached between Chief Whip of the CP and UML, Mahesh Kumar Bartula, and Chief Whip of the main opposition party, CP and Mao Center, today. With the consensus in place, the ways for the resumption of the obstruction of the House proceeding have opened. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, is probing the issue related to the Vijit visa and immigration. The anti-graft body will take this to the conclusion. The first point of the consensus states that Nepal government will lend necessary support to the CIAA in this process as per the demand. Likewise, the second point states that Nepal government has expressed its commitment to taking concrete initiative to place necessary arrangement for policy, legal and structural reforms by carrying out study and investigation in regard to the immigration and visa issues. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, who reached the rostrum of the House of Representatives today, clarified that he had no involvement in the Vijit visa scam and said that he would extend his full cooperation in the investigation being conducted by the Commission. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has asked the concerned authorities to assist in making investigation and prosecution evidence-based and effective through the use of technology in legal procedures. Inaugurating the third National Conference of Police Investigators and Government Prosecutors in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister urged the investigators and prosecutors to carry out their jobs for legal procedures in a fair manner, being based on the evidence and facts. Likewise, the Prime Minister said police should have fairness, impartiality and transparency, and also urge the police rather to ensure logistic support for the Nepal police. National Assembly lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government on various contemporary issues, including air safety and visit visa. In today's National Assembly meeting, Krishna Bahadur Rokhaye stressed that the government should be serious for technical and policy-level improvements in aviation sector. He also urged the government to be effortful to lift the European Union ban imposed on Nepalese airlines, preventing them from operating in European airspace. Likewise, Ganga Kumari Bilwas demanded the formation of a high-level probe committee to study about Vijit visa scandal. Similarly, Ghanshyam Rijal argued that filing a case of cybercrime against a journalist for writing news was against constitution and press freedom. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Dhuba has said that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has intensified its diplomatic engagements actively with Nepal's friendly countries and the global community. Minister Rana made the remark while briefing about the work of the ministry at today's meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee of the Federal Parliament. In response to the questions of the parliamentarians, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana stated that by organizing the Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue forum, Nepal has worked to establish its climate change agenda in the global community. She also added that the different types of essential services, including passport and consular, are being provided to Nepali citizens in any country of the world. This news comes to you from Dindin, Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pari chinta ki nagar re
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardens data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. 1,929 students under various faculties of Kathmandu University have been graduated in the 30th convocation ceremony of Kathmandu University. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli presented medals and certificates to outstanding students of different faculties amidst a ceremony organized on the university premises at Dhulikhel of Kavli Planchok today. On the occasion, Prime Minister wished the graduated students to move ahead, resolving new challenges by putting the knowledge into their practice. The head of the government, who also serves the university chancellor, urged the students to involve in research and innovation. Speaker Devraj Khimere has stressed that the state should make necessary policies for the preservation of mother languages. Inaugurating the second International Mother Language Conference, organized by Nepal National Forum of Radha Newar Journalists in Lalitpur today, Speaker Khimere expressed the view that challenges have been set in the context of mother language journalism and attention should be paid to preserve it. Similarly, Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting, Dr. Mahendra Bista, opined that there has been contribution in promotion of mother language journalism for long. Dr. Bista also added that the National Forum of Newar Journalists would play effective role in information and news dissemination. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged Iran to agree to U.S. demands to restrict its nuclear programs as Tehran has promised a strong response to Israeli airstrikes targeting its nuclear sites and military facilities, Al Jazeera says. The strikes killed at least two senior military commanders and several nuclear scientists. Writing on his Truth Social platform on Friday, Trump warned that the next already planned attacks on Iran would be even more brutal and urged Iranian officials to make a deal before there is nothing left. Iran has promised a harsh response to the barrage, and Israel said it was trying to intercept about 100 drones launched towards Israeli territory in retaliation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program, taking aim at the main uranium enrichment facility in Natanz. Meanwhile, UN Chief Antonio Guterres asked both sides to show maximum restraint, avoiding at all costs and descent into deeper conflict. Guterres was particularly concerned by Israel's strikes on nuclear installations amid the ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi province and at a few places of Madhes, Gandaki, Sudapashim provinces along with the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Similarly, heavy rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Kusi province. There is also a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives resumes business after prolonged disruption over Vijay Vijay scam. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak denies his involvement in Vijay Vijay scam before House of Representatives. National Assembly members urge government action on air safety and Vijay Vijay missiles. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for technology-driven reforms to make investigation and prosecution more evidence-based. and Iran vows powerful response to Israeli strikes. UN urges both sides to show maximum restraint to avoid conflict. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.